Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, September 6, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Vietnam's Evangelical Fellowship responds to new religion law. Development-based mission groups learn more from each other, and Bible translation faces writing challenges. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Vietnam, where the communist government is introducing a new religious ordinance. Compass Direct reports that while this law claims to uphold religious freedom, in truth, it does just the opposite. Open Door's Carl Muller says it's alarming enough that believers are speaking out.
This is in response to a government ordinance that will take effect in November, November 15th, and it creates a problem for the church in that it is going to officially outlaw all of the churches that are currently unregistered and underground.
The concern is that the law will also provide a legal basis for local authorities to hinder and persecute the church. Muller says believers have issued a call to prayer.
This past week, the Vietnamese Evangelical Fellowship has appealed to the world Christian community through organizations like Open Doors to call the world to prayer on behalf of the Evangelical Church throughout Vietnam.
Meanwhile, Christian aid workers in Florida are assessing damages from Hurricane Francis. This as cleanup continues after the devastation of Hurricane Charley just 2 weeks ago. Volunteers with International Aid are determining needs and partnering with local churches to provide relief. Work crews will follow, pray for the continued cleanup and many opportunities to demonstrate Christ's love to those in great need in Florida. You're listening to Mission Network News. There are still many people in developing countries who lack clean water and sanitation. Groups like Living Water International are involved in development-based outreach and are trying to help the needy in Christ's name.
A pretty good definition for development-based mission might be activity designed to sustainably improve people's health, their well-being, and their self-sufficiency while reaching out to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Essentially what it is a simultaneous demonstration of Jesus' love, and it's a proclamation of Jesus' message.
Jonathan Weil says a variety of groups are working together to focus on such issues as health, water, sanitation, agriculture, and education. Living Water plans to attend Compassion 2005 next May in Austria, where they'll learn even more from each other.
The goal of this event is to bring together people from all over the world who are involved in development-based mission as a way to allow them to brainstorm on strategy, to receive consultation from professionals, and to formulate cooperative efforts and partnerships.
Next, languages written in non-Roman script are causing delays in translating scripture into some languages. Wycliffe Bible Translators Jim Brazzi explains the dilemma.
We're used to writing with our ABCs, which came to us from the Romans. A non-Roman script is any other writing system. We estimate that as much as 30% of the world's languages may use non-Roman scripts.
That makes Bible translation difficult because computers can't support those alphabets. Brazzi's been working with non-Roman script for more than 20 years, and he says progress is being made.
I estimated that anything that could be done in a Roman alphabet on a computer could be done in a non-Roman alphabet. It was just 10 times harder to do. Now we've brought that difficulty factor down maybe to a factor of 5 or 3, depending on the type of alphabet you're working with.
Pray for funding and volunteers to assist with research and translation. And finally, the love of God evokes response to the gospel in Pakistan. 12 Operation Mobilization teams returned with encouraging reports from outreaches in the country. Mixed responses of appreciation and rejection did not deter teams from their goal of sharing God's love in an area of the world where Christ is least known. Pray for believers in Pakistan to stay strong and grow in faith despite religious tensions and threats from Muslims. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book is a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.